KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy here today with a high of 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medigap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest early this morning of a Clarinda woman on a drug charge. 29-year-old Lacey Jo Smalley was taken into custody just before 2 a.m. on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Smalley was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. More news after this.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Cass County man had a string of bad luck Thursday. Sheriff's officials say 54-year-old Robert John Rasmussen of Bessina was involved in an accident just before 9 a.m. one half mile south of Cumberland on 690th Street at the intersection with Richland Road. Officials say a 1996 Buick Century owned and driven by Rasmussen was westbound on Richland Road when Rasmussen attempted to make a right turn onto 690th Street. His car went out of control and entered the ditch on the west side of 690th, striking an embankment. Rasmussen had minor injuries but refused medical treatment. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500, and Rasmussen was cited for failure to maintain control. A little over 3 hours later, Rasmussen's car was involved in another accident near the exact same location. Sheriff's officials say he was stopped at a stop sign on 690th Street southbound and pulled away from the stop sign under Ridgeland Road when he ran into the rear of a 2005 belly dump truck as the truck was traveling west on Ridgeland. The truck was driven by 56-year-old Mark Edward Polson of Des Moines. No injuries were reported. Damage to Rasmussen's vehicle was estimated at $3,000. The dump truck sustained no apparent damage. Rasmussen was cited for failure to yield at a stop sign, and that case remains under investigation. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Image Builders have awarded the Casey's General Store on Poplar Street with a Community Improvement Award for exterior and interior updates and renovation to the former Come-and-Go station at 7th and Poplar. Manager Stacy Hansen accepted the award from committee members Gene Fisher, Bill Saluk, and Rich Perry. Hansen said that new gas pumps will be added later this year for that store. The Image Builders focus on bettering the community image of the greater Atlantic area, in part through projects such as improvement awards and holiday lighting. If you'd like to nominate a business or residence for an improvement award, you can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017. Governor Terry Branstad has requested a presidential disaster declaration to help 19 Iowa counties affected by severe weather last month. Branstad wants to use public assistance funds to rebuild roads, bridges, and other damaged infrastructure affected by heavy rains, thunderstorms, and flooding between April 17th and 30th. Money can also be used to cover emergency work and debris removal. Branstad signed a letter Thursday that will be delivered to President Obama. It requests a declaration for areas along a swath of central, eastern, and southern Iowa, including Ringgold County in the KJAN listening area. Officials say the 19 counties sustain an estimated $8.9 million in damage that could be eligible for public assistance funds. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and will always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Roger C. Hagedorn, age 75 of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Roger Hagedorn will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Anchor Rasmussen, age 92 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Anchor Rasmussen will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norman Lee Blunk, age 85, and C. Maxine Blunk, age 87, both of Atlantic, died August 2010 and December 2012, respectively. Combined memorial services for Norman and Maxine Blunk will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert K. Nelson, age 59 of Menlo, died Saturday. Graveside services for Robert Nelson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dexter Cemetery. A Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Larry Sleister, age 70 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Larry Sleister will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jim Daniels, age 69, who is formerly of Griswold, died May the 17th in Omaha. Graveside services for Jim Daniels will be today at 1 o'clock at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. A luncheon will be held at the Griswold United Methodist Church after the graveside service. Danny Hall, age 62 of Shelby, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Danny Hall will be on Saturday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Joanne Renicky, age 80 of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Joanne Renicky will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gary Malik, age 65, formerly of Denison, died December 4th. Memorial services for Gary Malik will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leah B.B. Chadwick, age 90, of Summerfield, Florida, died March 22nd. Graveside services for Leah Chadwick will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Marvin Steffens, age 84, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Kingman, Arizona. Funeral services for Marvin Steffens will be held this Sunday at the Cross of Christ Church in Kingman. The Sutton Funeral Home of Kingman is in charge of arrangements. Thelma Lillian Hammond, age 99, of Corvallis, Oregon, died January 10th. Graveside services for Thelma Hammond will be held next Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. DeMoss Durden Funeral Home and Crematorium in Corvallis is in charge of arrangements. Robert L. Bailey, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Robert Bailey are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Sharon Elliott, age 73, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Sharon Elliott are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.